Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But also, this is some great news as well. Some great news as well is CBN is reporting that Alabama courts, you got to get this, Alabama courts are just passed a law, a state court just passed a law. And this is what the judges said. Judge Roy Moore, remember Judge Roy Moore?
Mm-hmm.
And Justice Tom Parker, they wrote this opinion about, this is what they said. This is judges writing this opinion. This is the answer to your prayer everybody's been praying. God, not government or legislature, gives persons these inherent natural rights. You know what he's speaking about? He's speaking about declares the unborn children have rights.
Yeah.
The unborn children, the courts have ruled in favor of the unborn child. And this is what they said. God, not government, legislates. God, not government and legislators, gives persons these inherent natural rights, says Alabama Chief Judge Roy Moore and Justice Tom Parker, as they wrote their opinion. Government, in fact, has no part to abridge or destroy natural rights God directly besets to mankind. Oh, praise my wonderful goodness.
Hey, maybe this is why they're going to be a hub state. I mean, look at this. What's interesting about that is that the judge, Roy Moore, I believe, you know, there was the big thing about the Ten Commandments and, you know.
That's the same judge.
That's him.
He got thrown out after that.
Thrown out. And by providence, right, now he is the Supreme Court Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Wow.
And it's like, my goodness, things come back full circle. And I just like, wow, that's amazing.
That's beautiful.
And also to give a big shout out to the Florida legislator and the Florida judges and Governor Rick Scott. Because they're facing a case right now. There is a bill presented before the legislature. And understand, if we will pray, this is what the governor of Florida said. He said, if you put any pro-life bill before me, I will sign it. We know that because I got the pen when he signed the Born Alive bill because he came right by the studios. And so there's one coming. This one's coming where a boyfriend allegedly put an abortion pill in his girlfriend's drink.
Ooh.
And she, or somebody, you know, tricked her into taking this pill and it killed her baby. Well, the mindset, of course, of, you know, many people, it's like, what's the big deal? The big deal, she says, it was murder. Her father's saying, you murdered my grandson. So this case right now is before the Florida legislature. So understand, when they rule on this,
that's huge.
That means that this child at the beginning, fetus, small child state, that if this guy and future people who do that, who mess with some lady's baby or man's baby in the womb, including the mother, mind you, because if that gets ruled and you kill the man's, your father's baby without hit, you know what I'm saying? This is like huge.
Yeah. Wow.
But understand this. He said that he'll sign it. He said that he would sign it. Governor Scott said that he would sign this bill. Listen to me.
Wow.
Forget about politics. Forget about parties. Governor Scott said, I will sign any pro-life bill, life for the children. And we know that because I have the pen when he signed the Born Alive bill. And the congressmen that were standing there with me when he was signing the bill, this is what they said to me. There's never been a governor ever in the history of Florida that ever would have signed a bill like this, the Born Alive bill. And he's made a commitment. He's going to sign this. So let's just pray. This is what we've been praying. God, and they said this is, and this is also what Joe Miller said. Joe Miller of Pensacola, Florida, and he's the one that leads up the 40 days of prayer and fasting. He says the Congress and the Florida legislature is filled with Christians. It's filled with Christians. So we got to pray that now's the time to write the bills. Now's the time to begin to present the legislation where, our present governor will just sign those into law. And guess what? God will make a Florida. It's a first fruit states, by the way. And a lot of good things about it, but he'll make it a hub state.
Yeah.
The whole state, a hub state, because we stood up for the innocent bloodshed that was taking place. Isn't that exciting?
That's very, beautiful. Very exciting.
So very, very exciting. And one last thing before we go to break about the news, and then we're going to go right into understanding, you know, heaven is real, talking about some statistics that we have from the Barner Group. But President Obama just went to all these Asian countries around China. Didn't go to China, the one that actually holds the checkbook.
Right.
He went around them, and he's encouraging them. CBN News reports that, you know, we are going to be loyal to you. But according to the word of God, this is what the word of God says. The word of God says in Proverbs 22:7, he says, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender.
Hmm.
So it doesn't matter what we say to the surrounding Asian countries around China. China's got the checkbook. Mm-hmm. I was at 45% or something of our national debt, something of that nature. And they know it. And there's no way. And this is just another facade. Mm-hmm. There's no way, because if they hold, you know, this is what happens when the slave, which is the one that borrowed this money from China, America, you start saying, you know, this is what we're going to do. The master, the one who actually owns that debt, says, yeah, right. You know, you got your little boats floating around here. You done lowered your military down. You're trying to do it. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And China is set in place. Not only, as we'll find out in a future program, to be the largest part of the church, mm-hmm. but also a large military. I mean, just think about overnight, they could bring in just an intense military. I believe they have their first aircraft carrier, reports are saying. Wow. But and understand, Russia and China are going to march together coming up to Israel in prophecy. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.